In this week's episode of Colts Corner, the boys will discuss some NFL action, the NBA, NHL, some Maryland Minute, the topic of the week, as well as a Kobe tribute. Welcome back to Colts Corner, Season 4, Episode 10. Boys, it's been a really tough week. I'm here alongside Constantine Lambridis, Matt Pastier, Tyler Wichman. It's been a tough week, like I said. Unfortunate to hear very sad news.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't heard, and I think everyone's heard at this point, unfortunately, one of the NBA's GOATs, Kobe Bryant, and his daughter, Gianna Marie Bryant, have both tragically passed after a helicopter crash. Really sad stuff. I remember talking to you, Matt, when it was all going down. Just, like, it still doesn't feel real. Like, Kobe, my guy was supposed to live forever, and it really sucks what happened to him. So, to just pay our respects to one of the greatest players that the game has ever seen, and for a guy who's really given back to everyone in that community. We're going to be observing an 8-second moment of silence for the Black Mamba.
Kobe Bryant, you will forever be in our hearts. One of the best basketball players to ever play the game. Just very unfortunate news alongside his daughter and other families.
Yeah, just terrible situation. So many people have been affected after this crash. And I know Kobe just means, like, so much to just anyone who watched basketball in that era. Like, when Kobe was really at some of his most Kobe moments, we were, like, getting into the game of basketball. He was one of the first players that we all watched. We all remember throwing away trash in class or anywhere and shouting Kobe when we were putting shots up. It's just, it affects so many people.
Missing horribly.
And missing horribly. That's happened a lot to me.
Just the effect he had on and off the court, no matter the mama mentality.
Yeah.
It wasn't just about basketball. It was about life. And it was...
Amazing father.
Amazing father. Yeah, amazing role. Just amazing human.
Yeah, girl dad. That's got trending because that's what Kobe said. You could tell he loved his family dearly. And all he just wanted to do was make his girls happy.
Yeah, and... as I think it's appropriate to get right into the NBA because the NBA, obviously, it's been a very tough week for them. Some players, for example, Kyrie Irving, sat out one of the games because he was very emotional. He played last night, very tough for him. Spencer Dinwiddie changed his number to 26.
Yeah, it's 26, I believe.
Yeah,
it was 24 plus 20. To Gianna's number.
Yeah, just... Yeah. Very emotional.
So many players have it's the NBA will probably not retire both 8 and 24. That'll probably not happen. They haven't really expressed any interest in that yet. As we in the past couple days, but with so many players just changing their numbers, I think it could morph into something like that.
They really should have canceled the games on Sunday. That was messed up on the NBA.
Yeah, they
part.
Probably should have canceled the games on Sunday.
It's hard. Like,
it's very hard. But
I mean, they had a ton of night games. They had a ton of night games. Like, I get that you can't cancel a game that the players are at, fans are already at. But if you're like, there's a game that happens at 9 o'clock. The accident happened what, like 3?
Around 3 is when I heard about it.
It happened at like 11 a.m.
Yeah,
news went out.
Yeah, news went out like 2 or 3 o'clock.
So I just think it would have been a lot very appropriate for them to cancel the games. I don't think many people would be very mad. I mean, if you're having players sitting out because they're so torn up about what happened, the game should just be
like
canceled.
Yeah, like Kyrie. Kyrie always expressed how Kobe was
a
mentor.
Kobe Bryant once said in an interview a month ago that one of the closest NBA players currently to him was Kyrie Irving, and he was like a little brother to him, which is exactly what Michael Jordan said about Kobe.
Yeah.
Did you all watch that Shaq what Shaq said on the NBA.
I didn't hear
TNT.
What he said on NBA on TNT, but I heard he broke
talked
down.
About his life. Yeah, it was a really sad speech. Yeah. You should probably watch it.
And
very emotional.
And that just shows how deep Kobe's connection to the basketball community is. We all know that Shaq and Kobe did have some problems.
They both loved each other.
Yeah, off the court, but they really both loved each other. And
respected
Shaq,
each other more than anything
Yeah, respected
else.
Each other. They didn't like each other, but they respect each other, much like siblings. And Shaq's brother, Kobe was basically Shaq's brother, and it was really tough to see that.
And Kobe's wife and Gianna's mom released a statement, Vanessa Bryant, last night. Very heartbreaking. Just very hard to hear from her. Very courageous, though. And
we wish her just the absolute best prayers up for
thoughts
her
and
her whole family.
Everyone involved in the horrible accident.
Of course. It's really hard to, like, just move on from that, to move on to different topics. I have, like, notes out from, like, game stats, but it's just really tough to...
I just want to thank, like, Kobe Bryant for inspiring me and, like, one of the reasons I watch basketball. And I love to watch Kobe, and he really inspired me. Like, he was the main reason, like, I got into basketball. He's the first player I actually knew the name of.
Yeah, he inspired everyone. I mean, you saw it in other sports, too.
Alex Ovechkin wearing number 24.
You see Neymar scores. Neymar scores a penalty in one of his games. He puts up the 2-4.
AC Milan, the team he supported, had a whole memorial for him before the game.
I mean,
tribute.
Kobe Bryant affected everyone in sports. I think
just
his mama mentality.
One of the greatest competitors in any sport that we've ever seen, and just it's crazy how many people are now coming out of the woodwork to talk about his effect on them, and it just shows that he wasn't just a basketball player. He was just so much more to so many people, and it's really hard to move on from that. It still really
doesn't feel real.
It doesn't feel real. It just seems like a bad dream, but we just wish him all the best and his families and all the families involved in that one.
One player I want to acknowledge who had a very close-knit relationship with Kobe, Trae Young, not coming into the league 2 years ago, I believe. 2 years ago.
Something like that.
And Giannis, Gigi Bryant's favorite basketball player, Kobe had nothing but love for that man. And Trae Young wore number 8 on the court for him.
And dropped 45 points that game.
Devin Booker.
Yeah, had 24 attempts for Trae Young. And Devin Booker and Trae Young both combined for 81 points.
I've almost no respect for Joel Embiid, but I really respected him wearing number 24 and going out there. Put up 24 points.
Yeah. Yeah. Just incredible job by some of the players. Tons of respect. I definitely can, like, agree with what they're doing. And just one more player I wanted to just talk about. Last night, Indiana Pacers, Victor Oladipo comes back. He's a year gone
removed since his
last injury, and he hit the game tying 3, and Indiana ended up winning the game. But Victor Oladipo, he was interviewed at the end of the game, and he said that was for Kobe. I just shot it, and it was for Kobe. And it's just once again insane to think how much of an impact he had on all these basketball players and just everyone.
The guys coming up now, Trae Young, Devin Booker, like the bright young stars in the league, Kobe really affected them. He was one of the basketball players that they grew up when they were our age, a bit younger than us, when they started watching basketball, when they were really into basketball. He was the guy. And to see their mentor, the guy that so many players have shaped their game after, have shaped their careers after, who they're trying to replicate, it's just really tough, and it although it's a really sad situation, I'm happy to see all these players remembering him the way that he should be remembered.
Really brought everyone together, and everyone in the league just it all feels like they're all connected in one way or another. And
yeah, it's beautiful to see, but also very heartbreaking to feel. And I definitely don't ever want to feel this ever again. It's tough.
Very tough.
Yesterday during the Brooklyn Nets game where Gigi and Kobe sat courtside, like exactly a month ago, watching because Gigi wanted to see two of her favorite players, Kyrie and Trae Young. They put flowers of Laker colors on those seats and kept them empty for Kobe and Gigi.
Yeah, again, just showing the impact Kobe had on so many people.
Mm. Very admirable. But just all these teams. I know this idea, like, Matt, you talked about this with me, not on the podcast, but I've talked about this with me in person. The NBA should change their logo to a silhouette of Kobe Bryant or something Kobe Bryant related. This is probably the best way to remember him.
Apparently, there's reports from, like, trusted sources saying they won't change it because they want to keep it. Because the idea of having Jerry West on it isn't, like, that it's supposed to be Jerry West, but that could be any player on it. They said they didn't want to change. Which, I mean, I can see
where they're coming from, but Kobe...
As much as I would want.
Kobe gave his whole life to the game. I think it's time for the game to give something back to
Kobe's
him.
Kobe's the living embodiment of the NBA and what all the players should be like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just great
hardest worker on and off the court, family man. Not just someone who's going to go blow his money on stupid stuff. Someone who's going to save that up for his children,
his
family.
In 2017, he said one of the best things advice you can give to a young athlete is don't waste your money. Because he'll say, like, I gave, like, a statistic. So many NBA players or, like, sports players in general, they go bankrupt because they're just giving away so much money. Just pointless things.
Yeah.
Just
a good guy. And
great role model.
Deserves great role model. Really, really deserves to be remembered in this way. And we'll miss him greatly. And his daughter, Gigi. Just terrible, terrible situation. We wish the best for
Mambacita.
Mambacita. And all the families affected. Rest in peace, Black Mamba. Rest in peace, Mambacita.
Rest in peace, Kobe.
Yep.
Yeah, rest in peace, Gigi. Black Mamba, Gigi, and all the lives affected by that horrible helicopter crash. I think it's time to move on. Let's move on to something a little more a little more happier. Probably a lot more happier.
Yeah. School sports. Unfortunately, though, the girls and boys basketball teams both lost yesterday, I believe, or two days ago.
I was looking for some good news.
Excuse me. Yeah, I know. I wanted to bring this up, but...
looking forward to playoffs.
Yeah, so. Boys are definitely looking to playoffs. They are the only captains on this championship. I'm sorry. But the boys are still number one with a record of 13-1. They unfortunately lost their first game. It stinks. The boys lost to Kings Park 60-53 for their first loss of the season. Zach Seltzer in I'm not so sure if it's coincidental, but dropped 24 points on Kings Park, though, even though they did lose. And Brent Bland was second with 12 points. But we have actually something pretty interesting coming up on the 31st tomorrow, senior night, boys versus Harborfields at 4 p.m. in the Hills West Gym. And if you can't make it there, we are doing a broadcast.
West TV, baby.
West TV back. We couldn't do anything for football season. We had some technical difficulties. But now we got the basketball season. We could see the seniors who have been on this team now for a while finally get the tribute that they deserve, get to go out and leave it all on the court for their last regular season home game. I would 100% tune into that. I believe I'm going to be doing that alongside. Would that be Christian or?
Yeah, Christian.
Yeah, Christian will be commentating with me. Christian Selmayr, the GOAT, can't be here today. Shout out to him. And on Monday, the girls will be playing their senior night matchup versus Hop Hog at 5:45 p.m. in the Hills West Gym, February 3rd. If you can't make it there, just go watch the go watch the broadcast there. The girls currently 7-7 in league play after a loss to Kings Park, a 33-31 dogfight with Kings Park. Alexa Hinkey dropped 20 points. The girls are now 5th in League 5, looking to push for the playoffs, and hopefully they can go out and finish the season with an above 500 record.
And the girls, obviously, they have a game on Monday, so we will also be broadcasting that. Constantine and I will be up front commentating. Should be a good one.
Yeah, should be a good, hard-fought game. Hopefully they can get the win there. They need that win.
Girls team needs wins. They can make playoffs.
Yeah, and they're going to be working tirelessly for that playoff right there.
Shout out to Nia Baker for the interviews.
Yeah, shout out to Nia Baker, always answering our questions when we're asking her. We got a newspaper coming out on February. We got to get our articles done soon. But shout out to Nia Baker for getting back to us with our questions. We really appreciate it.
Yep. Shout out to Nia Baker. Moving on, NFL segment.
Yeah, Super Bowl coming up.
Super Bowl. Pro Bowl was last week. Pretty
Pro Bowl was last
nothing
week.
To talk
pretty
about.
Nothing to talk about.
No,
Pro
no
Bowl.
Cares.
Pro
we
Bowl.
Don't
bring,
care. We
yeah,
don't,
who cares?
Talk. We
no
don't
one
talk.
Cares. But a cool stat that I actually saw the other day. Shout out to Gavin Shockett for sending me this. This is the first Super Bowl since Super Bowl 47 in 2014 that does not feature LeGarrette Blount or CJ Anderson.
That's pretty crazy.
What?
Yeah, yeah, I swear. Super Bowl 53, CJ Anderson, obviously.
Wait, read that off again. Read that. Yeah. I need to hear that
the,
again.
All right. First Super Bowl since Super Bowl 47 in 2014 that does not feature LeGarrette Blount or CJ Anderson.
Weird. Wow.
I know, right? Like,
those guys aren't even, like, insane.
Yeah, they aren't
too.
Even insane. They're regular running backs. They're bruisers.
Backups.
They're grinders. They're backups.
It's because one played for the Patriots. Patriots are never.
Yeah, and Eagles. LeGarrette Blount. So Super Bowl 53, CJ Anderson.
Shoot,
yeah, CJ Anderson was.
Rams?
Yeah, for the Rams, was replacing Todd Gurley, who
and Broncos
was injured.
In 2014.
Broncos right. In 2014, I'll get to that. Super Bowl 52, LeGarrette Blount for the Eagles, Philly special. Super Bowl 51, LeGarrette Blount for the Patriots in the 28-3 comeback against the Falcons.
Choke job by Falcons.
Choke job by the Falcons. Super Bowl 50, CJ Anderson for the Broncos, making sure that Peyton Manning gets the send-off that he deserves. Super Bowl 49 and another choke job by the Philadelphia Eagles, the Seattle Seahawks. LeGarrette Blount on the Patriots in that one. And Super Bowl 48, CJ Anderson for the Broncos in that blowout that the Seahawks beat his team in. And Super Bowl 47, the last time the 49ers were in the big game, they played the Ravens, and none of those backs were in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a pretty crazy stat.
Yeah, shout out to CJ Anderson, LeGarrette Blount for sticking around for so long.
And Gavin Shockett.
And Gavin Shockett for giving me that stat. Thank you, Gavin.
All right, guys. I think we got to talk predictions. My personal prediction, 49ers win this game.
Yep.
Only because their defense. I mean, their defense is incredible. I feel like people are still underrating it.
We've heard this song and dance. We've seen this dance a couple times, like in the aforementioned Super Bowl 48, where CJ Anderson was a part of as the Broncos. Broncos' best offense in the league. Seahawks' best defense in the league. Seahawks came out, completely destroyed the Broncos. And it wasn't even close.
I don't know if that's a very, like, it can be fair.
It's not a perfect comparison.
It's not a perfect comparison
but
because
Chiefs
the Chiefs'
explosive
offense.
Explosive offense, but as my dad would tell me before every basketball game when I was younger,
defense wins
championships.
I was about to say the same thing, the classic defense wins championships. I'm actually going to go opposite to it. I'm going to say offense is going
to
win the championship. And
offense
I'm
never
Chiefs.
Wins. Offense sells tickets. But defense wins
another thing
champions.
I
want to
talk
besides
about.
Besides the saying, can you say one example where an amazing, amazing defense?
Eagles.
Eagles had an amazing, amazing defense.
Yeah,
true.
Eagles.
True.
Yeah.
I mean,
did they have a good offense? Not really.
I mean, an offense
Ertzy.
Does a lot, though.
Buccaneers.
An offense helps. An offense helps, obviously.
Well
you
see.
Need offense to win, but defense
you don't
wins championships.
I have the Chiefs.
Giants here. Defense won championships.
Giants
they
defense did win championships.
It's true. Eli did come up clutch in that run.
Eli did good.
But defense, the deep. Michael Strahan.
But Michael Strahan.
Absolutely
oh
God.
My God. Justin
Shout out to
Tuck.
Justin Tuck.
Shout out to Justin Tuck.
I love
best,
Justin Tuck.
Best face mask of all time in the NFL
awesome.
In NFL history. Goes to a lot of Ranger games. Thank you for coming, Justin. We need you.
All right, Matt. Constantine's got 49ers. I got 49ers. Tyler's got the Chiefs. What do you got?
Wrong.
Well, you know, I'm not a big offense wins championships guy like Tyler is. Defense wins championships.
I'm not,
49ers
I'm not a big, okay, wait,
win.
Just a clarification.
Close one.
I'm not a big offense wins championships guy.
Time to put
I
words
just,
in Tyler's mouth.
I just think in this I just think in this situation the offense will win the championship.
Look, they got an explosive offense, but they can cover up anyone. Like Pat Mahomes, best quarterback in the league. Right?
Richard Sherman, best cornerback in the league.
Right
there.
This is one
but
thing.
But, like, the 49ers have the guys, and if they pressure Patrick Mahomes the whole game, they'll knock him off
it's
his
not,
game.
It's not an easy job, though.
It's not an easy job, but is that O-line anything special?
People,
it's good.
People are
best.
Forgetting what the 49ers did to the Packers. They annihilated them.
Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's got one of the backs behind him. Aaron Jones, one of the best running backs in the league. Davante Adams literally goes out there every game and literally breaks defenders' spirits.
The Chiefs beat the Titans, and all of a sudden they're cocky. They're all of a sudden really cocky. I just
Tyron Matthew, very cocky.
I do not like that guy. I don't think
he's... Did you hear he said the Colin Cowherd? Yeah.
Skip Bayless. Yeah.
Told him to.
Yeah. We can't say that.
Some
but
explicits.
Yeah, a couple explicits there. But he's getting too cocky. The Chiefs beat the Titans, who weren't even supposed to be in that game. Were the Chiefs supposed to be in that game? No. Derrick Henry was supposed to be in that game. I mean, the Titans, excuse me. But the Titans were not supposed to be in that game. Derrick Henry was supposed to be in that game.
You know you're going to lose when Ryan Tannehill is over 100 passing yards.
Yeah.
In the first quarter.
Something along those lines.
I just
yeah.
want a more entertaining Super Bowl than last year.
Yeah.
Last year's Super Bowl was atrocious. I was watching that.
I fell asleep, I think. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I was watching that. I almost did. I was watching that with my uncle, who is a big Rams fan, one of the biggest Rams fan I know.
Atrocious.
It was such a terrible game to watch. Everything about that game, from the first possession
Gurley was
to the halftime show. Which was atrocious, by the way.
When they tricked us.
Terrible. Who is Big Boy? I don't know.
Who even has it this year?
I just would like to...
Shakira and Jennifer Lopez, so it should be pretty good.
I would like to...
Don't put some respect on Jennifer Lopez and Shakira's name.
They're so dead. Like, they're dead. Their music is dead. I'm sorry.
Honestly, I'm still dead.
I'd like to...
I'm definitely excited for the ads.
Wait, hold on.
The ads have been lackluster.
Yo, wait. Do you guys remember when Big Sean did the halftime show? I don't remember what
I don't remember when Big Sean did
that. That was last year, right?
No, Big Boy did the halftime show. It was Big Boy, Travis Scott without auto-tune, which was just...
I'm pretty sure Big Sean did a halftime show. It's funny.
Did Big Sean do a halftime
show? This is when he wasn't. The best halftime show is Beyonce and Bruno Mars.
I think we need Billie Eilish.
I think we do need Billie Eilish. Mr.
She's a queen.
Oh, yeah. She is a queen. Big Sean, Thanksgiving.
Mr. William Eyelash to you, sir.
Also, I would like the one good thing Roger Goodell is doing is he's going to have a tribute to Kobe at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he should.
To be honest.
You need that.
I feel like every sport should.
So I'm actually just seeing this now. I don't know if this is typical or not, but the cheapest available ticket for the Super Bowl right now is $4,160.
Probably right.
It's a
That's probably
the most
reliable.
Expensive Super Bowl ever. That's what I heard.
Well, they just keep getting more and more expensive, and especially because the Patriots aren't in it, so
who doesn't want to see this?
That's
game?
In the 300 section. Remember you're not last getting a good year view. You're pretty much paying to be there.
You're paying to be in the presence.
This is the best defense against the most explosive offense, and I don't think you can debate that. In my opinion,
they're holding this in Miami. Miami's a good city. Not a big fan of their team. Not a big fan of where it's being held.
James Harden's a big fan of Miami.
Yeah. not a big fan of Hard Rock Stadium, but best defense, Jimmy Garoppolo, who is the guy that you have in your group project who doesn't do anything, but he still gets an A. And it was kind of funny. Thank you for laughing. They got that running back trio of Breida, Mostert, and they've got...
Coleman's hurt, though.
Coleman
you
is
didn't,
unfortunately
you didn't at the 20 meme pages that posted
Yeah, I
that
didn't
yesterday.
At the 20 meme pages that did post that. Excuse me, who posted that? Because I've seen like
all
50
of them.
Of the yeah, all of them.
Even not the NFL ones, just all of them.
Memes are you. But, it is the best. The 49ers, like I said before... have a systematic offense. They can just go up and down the field with ease. George Kittle, best tight end in the league. Sorry, Travis.
Agreed. Sorry. I agree.
Oh, no.
George Kittle.
I agree.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking to Tyler.
Yeah, we're talking about receiving tight ends.
We're talking about tight ends in general.
I agree. I completely agree with you.
Kittle's a better tight end, but Travis Kelce's 100% better the receiving tight end.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. Kittle is the only tight end in the league that can carry five guys on his back and still be at top speed.
Besides me.
Top speed. He's faster than me when I'm I'm sprinting.
He's got 10 guys on his back and he's faster than me.
Okay.
Like without 10 guys on my back.
So he's nuts.
Kelce has 110 receptions this season. Okay. George Kittle, 89.
That means so much. That means doesn't mean anything.
The Chiefs throw the ball. Who do the Chiefs have in the backfield? Damian Williams.
That's like arguing that Aaron Jones is a better
QB. The 49ers have much.
The 49ers have one of the best backfields in the league, although they're not household names. Their backs combined are some of the best.
They're above
in
average. Breida is so fast.
Breida is one of the fastest
they're above
backs in the
average.
League.
Mostert had 4 touchdowns last game.
Mostert's a beast.
What do you mean?
You know the Jets walked right past that guy. Didn't even look. Another great franchise mistake that we're just gonna
at Adam Gase.
We'll add that to the list.
Oh, yeah. I would just like to say, I think it was Damian Williams who was bad with Adam Gase, and now he's not with Adam Gase. He's good. Like,
Ryan Tannehill.
Devontae
Parker has been tearing up.
Yo, Jets are looking to re-sign Robbie Anderson. I hope it's honestly, that's a good thing, but hopefully it's not enough.
I don't like him as a person, but as a football player.
He's such
player,
a jerk.
I also saw that the Jets were looking to get a trade for
Le'Veon,
yeah.
I don't agree with that. I think that's stupid.
Le'Veon wants to leave too. He knows apparently Gase doesn't like him. He knows Gase doesn't want him here. So why would he even want to be there anymore?
Gase doesn't
it's
like
Gase
him.
Or Le- it,
Douglas doesn't Gase like
or
him.
Gase or Gase or Bell. But now get rid of Gase.
Hopefully
man.
It's Gase.
Get rid of Gase. We get some O linemen, and I think we could have a high powered offense if we get a wide receiver and some offensive linemen.
It seems so hard to find a good coach now.
Like I know,
any
right?
Sport.
I mean, you can't always find guys like Joe Judge.
Yeah. The thing is, every team's looking for the next Sean McVay and not looking at real coaches.
It's not every day you stumble upon a legend like Joe Judge.
Yeah,
or you could be the Giants and just and hire Jason Garrett.
Not a good call.
At Freddie Kitchens,
not very happy about that one. I won't lie.
I'd rather Eli,
but I'd rather have Garrett than Gase. When it comes down to it,
really.
I don't know, man. The Cowboys have a lot
more
talent.
The Cowboys had the number one offense last year.
He's not our coach, though. He's just a coordinator. So.
Yeah, he's not like going to ruin our team like Gase is ruining your team.
What are you clapping for?
I honestly,
clapping for Jason Garrett.
As much as I fight about the Jets or Giants, I do like the Jets. I will say.
Yeah, I'm not a Giants hater.
I'm not a Giants hater. Like, I'm personally a Rangers
I like
hater.
Darnold.
I hate the Rangers.
I'm not a Jets.
I love Sam Darnold.
What, you like Sam Darnold?
I like Sam Darnold, yeah.
He's a good guy.
I give you hate for it to annoy you.
When he's not going around
like
catching mononucleosis, he's a good quarterback.
I was going to say, look on the bright side. He
like
won't
Jones
get mono
party.
Again.
Yo, he won't get... Exactly.
Never,
exactly. He will
he
not
got,
get mono again. So we don't
done,
I would say that, but you never
de-
know.
He got it while he's still developing. He's not in his prime yet. If he got in his prime, that would be a problem. But no, he's still developing.
Honestly, you never know with the Jets. You never know.
I just would like to say great job by Sam Darnold after he came back. He won. How many games did he win?
He won a lot of games. We did have a weak schedule, but he did.
But still, I mean, coming back from a sickness and then being only your second year and then like having Adam Gase as your coach.
That's
and a bad O-line.
Yo, I got to talk about this. We don't really talk about this. We didn't want to talk about this in the regular season. But Greg Williams, what a great defensive coordinator.
I know, right? Like, he's taken these no-name kids out of Nowhere University, and he's made them into good defensive linemen, good linebackers. The corners are all right.
Matt, do you have a rebuttal? Because I personally don't know how you can disagree.
I'm trying
with that.
To say that Constantine, there is no university and nowhere in the university. I just fact checked it.
Oh, really? You fact checked it?
I did to make sure.
Thanks for the fact check.
I was like, how is he getting so many guys from Nowhere University?
They got a very elite Division III program. I think we're getting all of our players from.
I have nothing to.
Blessois Austin. wait, is that his name?
Now you're just making up names.
No, I'm not.
Look,
I'm not.
Frankie Louvre's
rhyming two words together.
Fadu Kassi.
Yeah.
Literally some of the best players I've ever seen in my life. Blake Cashman.
Joe Mama.
Blake Cashman's a beast.
Cashman's a beast. He tore his labrum.
Out of Ohio. Out of Iowa.
He's such a good player. Oh, my God.
I think.
God.
Out of Iowa?
He can cover up tight ends. He can cover up anyone. He's good at rushing the quarterback. I think I need a hug from him.
Oh, God. All right.
You can hug me.
Okay, man.
The main part of this the segment.
Yeah, we really strayed away.
Is the Super Bowl? We kind of got off topic a little when we talk about Jets.
Very
but
off topic.
San Fran's winning the Super Bowl. I don't want to hear it. We'll get back to this.
San Fran
we'll get back to
wanna,
this next week.
You want a little bet?
No betting.
Not money. Never money.
we'll bet a high five,
okay.
Right?
No. Whoever gets this wrong has to eat a lemon.
What? Why?
Eat a lemon.
So funny.
Eat a lemon.
I just like to say,
I'll eat a lemon.
There is
on
something
this
going on this week, weekend, more important than the Super Bowl. No one's talking about it.
The Puppy Bowl.
Okay, well,
yo, Jake Paul is a boxing
Sam Darnold,
fight
Daniel Paul Jones, boxing. Cornhole in Miami.
Is that gonna happen?
It's gonna be broadcast on ESPN.
Cool.
I can't believe that. That's crazy.
All right, you know Jones.
We're getting off topic.
Yeah, we are getting off topic.
You want to do the lemon bet?
Shut up, Tyler.
Why are you still on this?
Yo, dog. Because I want to see him eat a lemon on the podcast because he's wrong.
I'll consider your offer after this podcast. We'll talk.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We'll come up with a sufficient bet.
Yo, maybe someone will have to break.
Never
someone
money.
All right.
Never money.
But let's move on
to
the NHL segment. Back from the All-Star break, the Islanders last time, the last game before the All-Star break, they who they beat, Constantine?
They did beat the Rangers 4-2.
4-2?
Yeah, who they lose to last two times?
Wait,
that they played
it only matters the last time, though.
All right, yeah, whatever. Okay.
They won 4-2.
Like a Cowboys fan, only matters the last time.
Back to the All-Star break, though. Barzal, fastest skater?
He's a fast skater.
Yeah, I mean, well, McDavid is the fastest skater with the puck, so.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Joe's pretty fast.
Who's Joe?
Joe Mama, yo!
You're not laughing.
I'll laugh later.
Okay, good.
All right, so the last game the Islanders played, Thomas Greiss, 40 saves, no big deal.
He's a beast.
He is a beast. I don't understand
honestly,
why we have...
As a Ranger fan, I have to admit that he's a beast.
Bro, you have to... But you see the difference between when Varlamov's in, when you play us, yeah, versus when Greiss is
Varley,
in, right?
If you can hang up a couple goals on Varley, he gets off his game.
Bro, because when you got your first two games against us, you played against Varley, you won.
Yeah.
And it's because you put in those first goals, and Varley, I think his confidence goes down, and he chokes. And Greiss
is calm, cool, collected throughout the whole game. It's hard to get shots by him, especially that defense, too. You guys did lose Adam Pellick, I believe, though, to an injury.
Yeah, tough loss.
That was a very tough loss, but you guys got a pretty good defense.
Yeah, our offense
offense looking good.
In the last two games, our offense has been looking really good. Mm-hmm. And there's a game on Saturday against the Canucks. Believe they have 1 point less than us. Very solid team this year. So it's at 1 o'clock, and hopefully we get that W. Start a new run after the All-Star break and get stuff going.
Yeah, that would help.
I have a quick conspiracy. So it's Christian Bale's birthday today. You know who else's birthday it is today? Mr. Doxy is Mr. Doxy Batman.
Oh, sorry. Yo, sorry. We forgot to mention Mr. Doxy, the man, the myth, the legend. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday,
happy
Doxy.
Happy birthday,
Mr. Doxy.
Happy birthday, Doxy.
Yeah.
Great role model.
Wouldn't be here without Mr. Doxy. Happy birthday, Dox. And actually, something that I wanted to talk about, since in the spirit of All-Star Games, now that we've had the NHL,
Pro Bowl,
the Pro Bowl, and the NBA All-Star Game coming up soon, who has the best All-Star Game out of the four major sports?
NBA. Am I allowed to say none? Because none of them are good.
Yeah, none of them are good. So NHL is decent.
NBA dunk contest, that's it.
Yeah, I think
see the best dunkers in the league, I would like the dunk contest.
Yeah, but
I
many guys...
None of the guys want to do it.
Yeah, like, yeah. Ja didn't want to do it. Ja would really, like, Ja can get up there. He didn't want to.
Remember when Donovan Mitchell did it? And he had, like, the Black Panther mask?
Black Panther was Victor Oladipo, I'm pretty sure.
No, I think it was Mitchell.
Honestly, I think baseball has to have the best All-Star game because it actually means something. It's like important. It's like the players somewhat try, at least
I
a little
it,
bit.
I get it, but like, yeah.
I mean,
Pro Bowl, there's always some defensive player who tries.
one, like,
last year,
something.
Like not this it year. I didn't watch this year, but last year, the year before this one, it was Jamal. He tried a lot.
I would like to say Ryan was right. It was Victor Oladipo. My apologies.
Oh,
come on. Victor Oladipo, game winner last night. He's a beast.
What a guy. Like Oladipo?
He did not shoot well in the beginning, but he hit the game winner. You can't.
He's a really likable player.
He has such a cool
guy.
Name, too. Who else would want
Victor Oladipo?
Oladipo.
Might as well.
Oladipo is a cool name.
Honestly, instead of Black Panther, Victor Oladipo.
Also,
everyone watch that movie.
Shout out to Kent Bazemore for having a really cool name.
That's a very cool name.
Coolest name in the NBA.
Kent Bazemore is such a cool name. I'm sorry.
All right.
Kelly Oubre.
Oh, Kelly Oubre. Very good.
Doesn't love Kelly Oubre. And he's
what
got
a nice
cool name.
Game. But hot take. Well, probably not the hottest take in the world, but hockey names are the best names out of professional sports names.
I don't
They're just foreign.
Ryan O'Reilly.
They're pretty like Ryan O'Reilly.
That's
can't
cool.
say Ryan O'Reilly.
That's
kind of it's a kind of a cool name though.
Kyrie
like
Irving's
Henrik
cool.
Zetterberg, I know he doesn't play anymore. Henrik Zetterberg, dude. Pavel Datsu, okay. Sergei Fedorov, these Russian names.
Yeah, but think about
really
football.
Hit
you
me
got
hard.
Haha Clinton Dixon. That's just the best
his
name.
Real
ever.
Name's his real name's Hashan Treshawn.
His that's cooler. That's cooler.
Yo, we talking about this. Eli Manning, what's his full name?
Elijah Nelson Manning the fourth. Elijah Nelson Manning the fourth.
It's Alicia.
It's pronounced Alicia?
I don't know if it's pronounced Alicia.
I thought it was Elijah
too,
man.
It's Elijah Nelson Manning the fourth.
It's spelled Alicia.
Tyler told me in the beginning of the
E-L-I-S-H-A.
In the beginning of the podcast, at the beginning of the day
yeah,
today,
he did.
It's Alicia.
It's Alicia.
It's spelled Alicia. It might be pronounced
what is he, a
Elijah,
singer?
But I know it's spelled Alicia.
Alicia Manning.
What else? Who else has a weird name? Whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, Kyrie Irving's just a really cool name.
Kyrie Irving is a really cool name.
It's like no one else has a name. Like, annoying name. Like, Kevin Durant.
LeBron James.
Alonzo really cool Trier, name. Pretty cool name.
LeBron's a good name.
Honestly, LeBron James, that's such a cool... Like, I wish my name was LeBron James.
We all wish.
Yeah. To be quite honest.
Yeah, I wish...
You know, I wish I was, like, I had LeBron James's name. I wish I was as tall as him. I wish I was as, like, as built
physically
as he
built.
Is.
I wish I was as good as basketball as him.
I don't wish I had his hairline, though.
And I don't wish to be 3-6 in the finals.
Yeah, that, too, I don't wish to be. But I'm a pretty cool guy, LeBron James. Shout out to him. Thanks for listening, LeBron.
All right. We're going to move on.
We know you're listening, LeBron.
LeBron, we know we're listening with Bronny Jr.
Hit us up.
You.
Hit us up, LeBron. Yeah. We'll
Bronny Jr., sick alley-oop last night.
Matt underscore pass 24, DM me.
LeBron. Sick alley-oop. All right, we're moving on to the Maryland Minute. And this week we have a special guest all the way from College Park, Maryland, my brother Ben Dixon. Hit us up with some Maryland news.
Maryland looks to avenge their 18-point loss earlier in the season to Iowa tonight in College Park. The 15th-ranked Terps will be in front of a rocking red-out crowd as they take on the 18th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes and first-team All-American big man Luka Garza. The Terps are on a three-game winning streak and have finally snapped their road struggles with wins this past week at Northwestern and a comeback win in Indiana where the Terps ended on a 7-0 run. Jalen Stick-Smith is the reigning Big Ten Player of the Week and is coming off a 29-point and 11-rebound performance against the Indiana Hoosiers. It's a massive game tonight as the two teams both stand at 6-3 in the conference and are tied in fourth place. It airs at 8:30 on Big Ten Network. I'll be in attendance. Let's go Terps.
Thank you, Founding Father Benjamin Dixon, for the Maryland Terps update. Should be a great game tonight. I will be watching that alongside David Dixon. And maybe we'll see you in the crowd tonight. Maybe.
Maybe.
Hopefully. Maryland gets the win. Big win last time. Last game, like you said. Against a very good Indiana team, so hopefully we win again. So let's move on to our last segment of the day, topic of the week. Who's gonna start us off here?
I'll take it.
All right, Matt, start us up.
My topic of the week is, who did you idolize the most? What sports player?
J.J. Watt. I had his jersey coming up, and. I just, like, defensive players don't, like, sell jerseys or tickets or get too much attention. But, like, I just had, like, this
Josh Norman Odell
attraction to, like, J.J. Watt for some reason. He just, like, I like the way that he just, like, went through every guy on the field. And I just wanted to be like that, you know?
He's an inspiration.
He is an inspiration. Such a great guy, too.
For me, it's probably Larry Fitz. Mm. Just because when I was younger, I had a set of helmets. I had a set of helmets, all the NFL teams, and I'd make them play each other. And, of course, I'd have the Giants. But, you know, the Giants need to be playing a team. And what team were they playing? The Cardinals. Why? Because I loved Larry Fitz's hair. So Larry Fitz, I just always loved him because of his hair. But he's a great guy, too. Good football player.
Great player. Catches everything.
Oh, all right. Oh, you put a tough one on me. Matt, can you answer this? Just give me some time. I need some time to think.
I have a couple of players. So I like Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant because of just how they compete and like how they were just so like competitive and how they just didn't want to lose ever and they would do anything it takes.
Michael Jordan said that the best part of being on the U.S. Olympic team was
learning
the weaknesses of his opponents.
And also, I forgot who it was Kobe was playing, but this guy, like, he went to dinner with the coach and he said something about he said something about, like, one of their players' backs being messed up, and the guy scored, like, 31 in the first half. And then Kobe, when he was going down, he elbowed him in the back, so he had to go off the court because of just how much, like, he had just, like, exploited people's weaknesses and stuff like that. Like, he was just, like, such a impactful player. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've thought about this a lot. It's probably going to be LeBron James. I mean, LeBron James, not only is he one of the best to ever play basketball, but definitely an absolute outstanding person, in my opinion. And just what he does for the community, not only for basketball, but for other sports and just other people, and just what a great human being he is. And if I wanted to meet any athlete, it'd probably be him. Just great, great guy, and definitely would look up to him as one of my favorite sports athletes. So, Tyler, do you got any topic of the week for us?
I do have a topic of the week. Super Bowl coming up. What is your favorite Super Bowl food? Just food to eat. Wings is good.
I always had M&M's watching the Super Bowl.
M&M's?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You just watch the game alone in your room and you're just like munching on M&M's.
Yeah.
And, like, mom comes in and you're like, honey, you want more M&M's? You're like, yes, give me the Valentine M&M's.
Yeah. No, but like every game that I've went to, I usually go to my cousin's house and he usually has like a bowl of M&M's and I'd just be like,
I actually used to have that too.
I used to have a bowl of M&M's.
Yeah. It's fun, but like honestly, just give me a burger.
I just gotta go pizza. It's just the classic.
Pizza's classic
party,
for everything.
Party event.
Party slices.
Mine's got to be
eat
wings.
You could eat it. It'll be clean. You know, you could eat it anywhere. You could eat it in the dining room. You could eat it
in the
living room.
Wings.
Any room.
Wings, pigs in a blanket. Delicious.
Interesting. You know what? This is kind of a different like topic of the week, but yes or no with mustard?
Yes.
It's all right. Like, love not my mustard, favorite.
I know mustard's one of those, like, big yes or big no food.
I'll have it
I'm a big yes.
I'm
with
a
mustard.
Very in the middle with
one
mustard.
More. I'm a big yes.
Yes
with
or
mustard.
No mayonnaise, because a lot of people hate mayonnaise.
It's all
the
right.
mayonnaise.
I like mayonnaise.
I can't eat mayonnaise only because it looks like bird feces. So,
it does look like bird feces.
If you compare the two, both taste pretty good. They both have an exquisite flavor.
Exquisite,
unparalleled level of customization whilst adding condiments to your like meal.
Yes,
like,
I love a hot dog.
Do I go with the mayonnaise or do I go with the bird feces?
No. Hot dog, extra bird feces.
You know, hot sauce, yes. Mayonnaise, bird feces, ketchup, all those.
All the favorites.
Toppings.
Okay, this is just all right. So that sounds pretty interesting debate.
Quite
about.
Delicious.
Yeah, quite delicious. Very interesting debate about.
Now I want some bird feces.
Yeah. Who else? Who we got? Ryan.
Yo.
You got anything for us?
I don't. I don't have any.
You know, I got you something. Since we're going Super Bowl.
No, I do. I want. I don't know. I don't know if it's good. So I want Constantine to have it. No, Constantine. You remember what happened last time, Tyler?
What happened last time?
I had weak ones. I had weak ones and
Super Bowl. You've ever watched. Doesn't have to necessarily be because of the game. It could be an anecdote. But what was your favorite Super Bowl?
2011.
To watch?
So, 2011. I just remember that Super Bowl vividly. It's a great Super Bowl. My Giants won. Haven't pretty much been terrible since. So that's really the last. All my teams have been awful since. So, really, that's the last good sports memory I have, really, honestly.
2011 is also my favorite. I remember watching that in the basement with mi madre y padre, and then
Miss
right
Paul
after
Mata
the game,
would not appreciate that stuttering.
Right after the game, mi madre, ir al store de
mi madre
models day bought stuff.
Mi madre
of
va,
Giants.
Not mi madre ir.
I'm trying to
conjugate.
Constantine?
But then you have to make it fui. Because
you need the preterite.
Who is the 65 in Spanish? Thank you. Stop talking. No.
You need to conjugate into preterite, Matt. Come on.
All right. Shout out Miss Palmada.
Mom mio.
Best Super Bowl I ever watched, probably.
Was it Super Bowl III? Sorry.
It was that. Either 57 or 42. I really didn't enjoy it. The halftime show at 52 because it was Justin Timberlake. It was kind of boring. Wasn't really a fan.
Except 52. 52.
But 52 probably. Really
52. Come on.
Just like
great to see the Patriots lose, Eagles
big
win.
Big Nick. Big
That's
Nick.
That's true.
That you're a Giants fan.
Yeah, you're a Giants fan.
Why are you happy?
Yeah, why are you happy with this?
The only thing I'm happy about is now that
I hate the Eagles.
I mean, I know the Eagles are a rival, but just as much as I hate the Eagles,
you also hate the Patriots.
I hate the Patriots dynasty.
Honestly, who doesn't? They're so, like,
I hate them, but I hate
I said this before.
Cowboys,
Tom Brady is not the best quarterback in the NFL. He has no athletic ability whatsoever.
I mean,
he's the best quarterback. He's not the most athletic quarterback of all time.
He can make good decisions.
I wouldn't even say he's the greatest.
But he's not the greatest in terms of ability on a football field.
If you can name one quarterback that's better than Tom
in terms
Brady
of,
career-wise.
Career-wise, but
Mahomes
in terms of ability on
Brady.
The field,
Tom
Mahomes
Brady,
will be better than Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is the biggest system quarterback ever.
Yes.
He throws screen passes and two-yard passes in every Super Bowl.
Still the greatest
like,
of all time.
Like he has maybe
still,
five
his
really
accomplishments
big
and his ability to clutch up when he needs
no
to be is unparalleled.
Clutch up.
when you're throwing
he's screen torched. Passes, it's not
no,
hard.
No, 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 no.
No, he's throwing
Tom
harder
Brady
passes.
Can orchestrate a drive can, in 30 yeah. seconds to get a game-winning field goal or a game-winning touchdown in 45. Like,
he yeah, knows how to do that, but in terms of ability, but in terms
nowadays,
of
now this year, yes. The other years, okay, you do not.
In terms of ability and in terms of just being good at the game of football, Tom Brady does not become Tom Brady without Belichick because
yeah,
he needs
yeah.
Belichick.
But I don't believe Belichick becomes Belichick without Brady.
I think he does.
I think Belichick just needed the right quarterback for his system.
Exactly.
So
like,
he could Brady.
Bledsoe would not have won.
Is replaceable, but Bledsoe couldn't.
In fact,
won.
What I think is about to happen is I think because of what's happening with the Kraft, Belichick, Brady, I think one of them is going to leave. And I hope
it's not going to be Kraft.
It's going to be Brady.
I hope
Brady
so much.
It's going to be Brady
okay. somewhere pretty easily.
I hope so much it's Brady, just that I could see what he does when he's not with Belichick.
Well, yeah, he's
well,
old
then
now.
He's 42. Yeah,
he's really
old now. You really
I mean,
can't
still,
judge him.
Like,
seeing Brady in his prime on a different NFL team without Belichick.
I wish I could see that.
Yes, that
I wish I could see him, not just because I'm a Giants fan, but I wish I could see him on the Giants, just because I want to see what he does.
Show me that
I
parallel
see,
universe.
I want to see if he can do what Eli did.
Show. Yeah. Well, that'd
yeah,
be interesting.
He would have been able to.
All right, my question.
Yeah, Ryan.
And the last topic of the week.
All right. It's not a good.
Who,
that's
who,
not a good
who, sound. No. Who's the best athlete of all time? Athlete?
Bo Jackson. Athlete.
David Thompson.
Are you being serious?
MJ?
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Bo Jackson. He played
I am
two
being
sports
very serious.
Very well.
MJ. Michael Jordan based his game
Plexico
off of David Thompson.
On and off the field.
It's Bo Jackson.
David Thompson.
Or Aqib Talib.
Michael Jordan. I made the
Why
same
you
mistake
you
did. Michael Jordan based his game off of David Thompson. David Thompson could shoot. Thompson could rebound. He had the vertical. He had the strength. David Thompson had anything. Unfortunately, his career was messed up because of some off-the-court problems. But
you're gonna say David Thompson. I might as well say Kyle Korver.
Kyle Korver, but is not a good
hot take. Yeah. Joe Judge.
Okay,
no,
seriously?
Yeah, but seriously.
In all seriousness,
I'm being serious, though. Not Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson
is one of the greatest athletes ever.
So
okay,
well.
Okay. I play two sports.
Okay,
doesn't
yes,
make
so.
Me
NFL
the best.
And the MLB. You can't even make pro in one of those.
Okay.
I mean,
and I respect that. Are we going to call Deion Sanders one of the greatest of all time because he played two sports? He was a good football player. He was a good baseball player. Is he one of the best?
Are we talking about
no.
the best sport player of all time or the best athlete?
Best athlete.
So how is it David Thompson? You don't see
Because
David
Thompson
What's his
could
40
shoot.
Dash?
David,
What's his 40-yard
they
dash?
Didn't have the 40-yard dash in 1970-something. David Thompson
exactly.
could shoot. David Thompson could rebound. David Thompson had the physical ability to make a play whenever he needed to
Why
make a play.
Shaking?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
LeBron James.
Kareem was just tall.
LeBron nice. James.
Wilt Chamberlain, okay. that's what I meant to say.
I'm
I was mixing him up for some reason.
I'm talking a lot about LeBron James'
On
podcast,
and off the
but
court,
LeBron
Wilt
James,
Chamberlain.
Best athlete of
LeBron
all time.
LeBron probably won the best athlete.
He's
okay,
one of the best.
You're all talking about one sport athlete.
I can't
like,
think of one.
Do you think
specific.
LeBron could swing a bat?
Yes.
Yes.
Bo could.
Yes. LeBron can swing
Bo.
A bat.
You don't know Bo. All
right.
Who was really bad at baseball but played baseball in a different sport? Was that MJ?
Yeah, MJ was really
yeah.
bad at baseball.
Oh my God.
He
yeah,
played
like
in the Reds, not White
Tim
Sox farm
Yo,
system.
Yo, I thought you were talking about Tim Tebow for a second.
Yeah, Tim Tebow.
No,
he's
I didn't
he's AAA
say, I didn't
now.
Say God
he's
at baseball
he's
and a God
AAA?
At football.
I believe
I went
he
to
is
there.
AAA.
I went to one. I think it was the AAA team, Syracuse Mets.
I'm a big
I've
Long
been to one of their
Ducks
games.
Guy.
Unfortunately, Tim Tebow was not playing.
Yeah,
I
believe
I
he is AAA now. Congrats
I
for him.
I want to see him play.
I want to see him play.
Too. I'm a big Long Island Ducks guy. You know, go to all the games. Season ticket holder.
Not the Flex.
I get one of those duck whistles, and every time there's
oh,
a
those
home
are
run.
Those might be the most annoying
yeah.
noises. Of
you
all
get
time.
Them on like those tours.
Well, you usually get those when you're like nine when you went to
no,
the
those
Ducks
like
game.
Duck boat tours.
Oh no,
that's
no. But have you ever been to a Long Island Ducks game?
You want to go to a Long Island
Ducks
game?
Long Island Ducks game.
I have been.
Oh, we get this all the time, and my friends used to blow in my ear, and they just blow out my ear.
I remember getting them from. There's this like duck boat tour. They're not a business
yeah, in Boston,
anymore.
In Boston,
yeah, they're not a business anymore. They had a bit all of right. an accident.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, all right. Well, on that note, I believe
it's time
to end the podcast.
Happy birthday, Doxy.
Happy birthday, Doxy. Rest in peace, Kobe and
Legend.
Gigi.
Rest in peace, Kobe and Gigi and everyone
yeah.
else.
But
we
we'd
you.
Like to thank the administration, Dr. Catapano, the class 2016 for their generous donation of this podcasting setup. We really wouldn't be able to do this without them. Happy birthday, Mr. Doxy. Rest in peace, Kobe and Gigi, and we will see you next time. Bye, Doug.